Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, that's no secret, is it?
No.
I didn't think it was either. Just wanted to make sure. Just saying. Another day in America. Here we come. Coming at you live from Minnesota. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and I have my little princess right to the right of me. And she'll talk in just a couple minutes. Folks, for those that did not know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and welcome to the show because we are the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, you can check us out online on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can follow us on our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And friends as well, you can also check out two different pages, Bradley Dean, a friendship page, which is a personal page, and then I have a Bradley Dean fan page. So like them both if you would. Again, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little pretty princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And thank God we have our brains in our own heads the way he intended, or rather in his head the way he intended it.
Amen.
And
follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said, 1 Corinthians 11:1.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Well, just to go over some of the feedback that we've had here, Hal says, hello. Your page came over my Facebook feed from Breitbart, One Voice Silence, Millions Awaken.
Yep.
I was appalled at the lies from the left and Maddow, speaking of our Rachel Maddow lawsuit.
Yep.
He said, I hope and pray you win for all who have biblical values. Maddow and MSNBC does need to get smacked down hard, he said, in Christ, Hal. So we appreciate those words of encouragement, Hal. We are going forward with that. Also, I thought this was kind of interesting. I came across this on the Sons of Liberty Radio on our Facebook. There's a little portion that says recommend. And so we have some comments there, people who recommend us. Jeff Holloway says, highly recommended for American loving people. Check out Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio. Listen to him live or on podcast. So we appreciate that, Jeff. Justina Lee said, the Sons of Liberty are busy fighting to uphold the rights that we enjoy without much thought.
Fight.
Yes.
Fight the good fight of faith. Fight.
It is a fight, yes.
Contention. Yes. Opposition. Yes.
That would be
you
our middle
jump
name.
In and, yes.
Our middle name, yes. Well, I don't want to talk over you.
That's okay.
All right. Well, he said, thank you, Sons of Liberty. Keep it up. We're listening. So we appreciate that feedback. Always nice to hear. Now you've got a new article that went out last night.
Yep.
Thursday evening, WND.
WorldNet Daily and Breitbart Post just picked it up, actually. And there's 475 comments here, and I'm going to pull them up in just a couple minutes.
Oh,
here.
Oh, nice. Yes. 475. I like that. Yes. Also, the Brenner Brief picked it up, too, as well. We've got some comments from the
518,
article.
136 quotes or comments. Sorry about that. Yes.
Lots of people have lots of things to say about that Soros-funded website. But basically, one of our comments from WND says, God keep you, Bradley. And we pass over to the Brenner Brief. You posted that on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Yeah.
Annette says, love you guys. Keep up the faith. And Sally Weber said, I hope this attack encourages you to stay strong in the fight. Yeah. We ain't going back
well,
to that
people
fight.
Need to understand that you're going to be attacked from without and from within in the process.
That's right.
If you know anybody that's really done this stuff, they understand opposition more than anybody. And it's interesting, friends, it doesn't just happen from without. It happens from within as well. I'm going to show you some of the opposition that we've gotten from without just recently by an organization called Change.org, international criminal George Soros-funded operation. I'm going to expose that in just a couple minutes. But, Stephanie, where are we going to be in North Carolina next week?
We are going to be in North Carolina in Rockingham. We're also going to be in Gastonia, which is exciting. You're going to be speaking again at the Truth for a New Generation Conference on September 28th, doing that drum clinic. For those of you who have maybe just tuned into us and trying to figure out where we're going and what we're doing, you're going to be at Rockingham. You're going to be speaking also to Richmond Community College. I think like maybe six different times there.
Yeah.
And then you're going to end with a big bang on Thursday evening, which is October 3rd, 7 p.m. at the football stadium in Richmond Senior High School in Rockingham, North Carolina. So if you are in the Rockingham area, this is your opportunity to see Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty live.
Yeah, to rock the boat in Rockingham.
In Rockingham. I like that. It's very
exciting. The Bible says, my word, is it not like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Why, of course it is. When God sent forth his prophets, he hewed them in half. Remember they said of Amos, they hated him who rebuked within the gates.
Yes.
And so, you know, what's interesting is our opposition, they have a hard time because they don't see Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty attacking the left or the right. He sees them. They see him attack both sides because it's an issue of right and wrong, friends. It's not an issue of political parties here.
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, going back to that opposition thing, Catherine Booth, you know, William and Catherine Booth, they founded the Salvation Army, and she has this great quote that says, opposition, it's a terrible sign for the church when the church, professed church, I'll add, and the world can jog along comfortably together. She
That's
said,
right.
If there was no other, you know, looking at a reason for it being wrong, you should know it from that, because when they're going hand in hand in glove, the church and the world, you know it's a terrible sign for the church.
Yes.
And as John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world.
That's right.
But it is not the true church. We do need to point that out.
One of the articles that we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, some of the feedback on Breitbart. Breitbart picks up our stuff on a weekly basis. Hal said this. He is being, speaking of Bradley, that would be moi, he is being criticized by Minnesota Catholic Conference and the Minnesota State College Republican Board. Holy cow, something's very wrong, folks. Fox News is social liberal now. That is affecting people. This is Bradley Dean, seems to be like he is doing God's work, of course, because if you remember, and he identified that, and I praise God that for that, because if you remember right, Jesus said to beware of the leaven of Herodians, that's doctrine of government, and he said beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine of the religious hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk right down the center, because it was Jesus again that said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and when we go over to the book of Acts, chapter 11, he exhorted by the Spirit of God those that were going into heaven, and he said, confirming the souls of those that were entering into the kingdom of God through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. And what is our consolation by Jesus Christ? He said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but know this, that I've overcome the world.
Be of good cheer. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a great point, too, when you're looking at these men of old and these old-time preachers, if you look at the Wesleys, you know, the Wesleyans and Spurgeon and all these different men of God from old, when you take a look at their pictures, they look like they've been through it considerably.
Totally.
They're not sitting there with a big cheesy smile on your face like you see today, because they lived and preached a different gospel, and that's what we need to get back
to,
go back to the old path.
That's exactly right. They understood spiritual warfare. Friends, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about Change.org, George Soros, international criminal, and his organization attacking my ministry. I'll share the highlights in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. In the direst of situations, there's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Anytime you'd like to jump in, feel free. The Soros campaign to shut me down. I don't know if it's just me, but doesn't Scripture say, touch not mine anointed? I thought I read that somewhere. Is that Psalm 7? No. Is that Psalm 2? Yeah. I'm being facetious, friends. Doesn't the Bible say the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Yeah, it does. Hey, folks, the Soros campaign, you need to understand in their operation, Saul Alinsky tactics, make themselves look a lot bigger than they really are. That's how Obama, the state-run media, operate, just for those that didn't know. Hey, youth talk, just saying. Folks, these people love to pull your hair, smack you in the face, assault you in your livelihood, and then they have the audacity to cry victim. These people love to pull your hair, smack you in the face, assault you and your livelihood, and then have the audacity to cry victim. I just define totalitarianism. This week I received some information that my ministry was being petitioned by Change.org, which is funded by none other than the international criminal George Soros himself. And in an attempt to prevent my participation at the Minnesota State Fair, we also became aware of the fact, listen carefully, that he who is petitioning the ministry is representing himself under a fiend manner and has no affiliation with the fair. Did you hear what I just said? He who started the petition is giving himself a false cover as if to say that he works at the Minnesota State Fair, when in fact we called the Minnesota State Fair yesterday and found out that this individual, Michael Chergosky, is a fraud. He doesn't work for the Minnesota State Fair. Lie one. Outside of the fact that I have nothing to hide, the truth and the facts which bear forth my fruit will expose their lies and those advocating crimes towards our American Republic. And let me tell you something, friends, crimes they are. Here is the letter of protest that was sent to the representatives in the state of Minnesota. I was surprised to see a booth at the state fair representing You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. That's what I do in high school, friends. High schools across the country. It's a youth ministry based in Minnesota that has received criticism from a number of different people, including State Representative Dean Zellers, Clark Morrow, and Dibble. one a homosexual, one a lesbian, and the rest of the three advocates of homosexuality. Rachel Maddow was one of those. I mean, if Rachel said it, it's got to be true. The Minnesota Catholic Conference, The Minnesota State College Republican Board and the SPLC has designated Bradley's group as a hate group. It's hard to imagine all of those people agreeing on anything, said Michael. He said, Bradley's organization has been criticized primarily for advocating violence against gays and lesbians and for misrepresenting itself as a nonpartisan educational group in order to proselytize in schools. The group hosts a talk show on the Patriot, which was suspended a few years ago, after a six-minute-long spiel mocking African Americans. The state fair hosts many religious and political groups, and people aren't going to agree with all of them. That's democracy, said Michael. However, you cannot hide crosses the line by advocating violence and the deliberately misrepresenting of itself. The state fair bills itself as the Great Minnesota Get-Together, and I believe Minnesotans will agree that the embarrassing and divisive organization should be excluded from the guest list. Please let's keep You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International out of the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Sincerely, Michael Trigoski. Included in the protest letter is a list of recipients, most of them which are public officials advocating for the homosexual agenda. So let's go to change.org references of credibility. I'm trying to build it up to actually add a little weight to, well, their incredibility to their credibility. The letter states regarding the organizations mentioned, it is hard to imagine all of those people agreeing on anything. Why is it hard for them to agree on anything when they, in fact, are all advocating the same agenda? If I stand against their darkness, they're going to hate that light, right? John 3:18. So if they all stand together and warn against heaven and the laws of our republic, who's wrong, me or them? Dean, Zellers, Clark, Merrow, Dibble all agreed with the radical lesbian Rachel Maddow when she reported on my ministry back in August of 2010, when she took a piece from one of my radio shows, May 15th, 2010, in which I made reference to how the Muslims were and are, might I add, calling for the execution under Sharia law in America. Folks, if you'd like to see the video of the Muslims advocating the execution of the homosexuals, please go to WorldNet Daily Commentary under Bradley Dean. The interesting point to be made here, friends, is that the Muslims who stand by the practice have yet to be called into question for which they do advocate by the homosexuals. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow took a radio clip from my show and omitted a one-minute piece from the center of the clip and then brought the two pieces together. So what was it that she omitted? Here it is, friends. She omitted this from my radio program. And I continually reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show. This is a couple years back. And I warn them which ones love. Here you have Obama condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their faces, he's promoting it. I say that to my gay friends out there, the ones that continually nitpick everything I say. Hollywood is promoting immorality and the God of heaven in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come, yet you have the Muslims calling for your execution. That's what Rachel Maddow on MSNBC omitted. Then on May 11, 2013, a week and a half before the prayer that rocked the Capitol, if you have not seen that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and get that video. Shows you how the state-run media gathered together against a preacher who stood on the behalf of our constitutional republic and upon the word of God. So on May 11, 2013, a week and a half before the prayer that rocked the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, Rachel Maddow from MSNBC resurrects the same piece, but this time Rachel pulled down the disclaimer and then heightens her accusations. And on the air, she accused me and Michelle Bachman, myself and others, of being, listen to this, friends, bloodthirsty. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, said we were bloodthirsty and that we were calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. She pulls down the disclaimer. Remember how Michael's letter said that we were advocating violence against gays? I was warning the gays that the Muslims were calling for their execution. See how the homosexuals
promulgate and perpetuate their lies. They know it's untrue, but they continuously push the lie anyways in hopes that someone will believe them. After Rachel Maddow's report came out from MSNBC, I started to get death threats. The radical homosexuals took a picture of my house and posted it online. Yes, they did, friends. Then another group of radical homosexuals posted my physical address online, and then I started to get emails such as this. Go to hell, loser. Go blank yourself. Folks, keep in mind, I'm the one advocating violence. This is homosexual radical emails towards me and my ministry. I hope you get raped someday. Ever come close to me and I will bash your so-called Christian blanking heads off. Why, Bradley, why? Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex. But you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. Doesn't that define hate? All crime is motivated by hate, friends. That is a terroristic threat. I don't even like using the words, friends. The letter of protest says, however, you can run, but you cannot hide. Crosses the line by advocating violence and deliberately misrepresenting itself. Interesting. Folks, those were emails that my ministry received after Rachel Maddow omitted a minute portion of my radio show. The Mail and Guardian on March 23rd, 2006 reported the following. Lesbian couple found guilty of boy's murder. A 4-year-old boy died after he was brutally assaulted when he refused to call his mother's lesbian's lover, Daddy. The New York Times reports the parents of the boy, 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley, sued the North American Man-Boy Love Association in federal district court, charging that the group's website and literature had incited the killing and attempted sexual assault of their son 3 years ago in East Cambridge, Massachusetts. The child, who was lured into a car by two pedophile homosexuals by the promise of a new bicycle, was missing for several days before his body was found in a tub of concrete in a river. Two neighbors, Salvatore Sicari and Charles James, were convicted of kidnapping and murdering and are serving life sentences. Lawrence Frisoli, the lawyer for the boy's parents, said Mr. James was a member of the group NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. By the way, Obama's safe schools are Kevin Jennings. His icon is Harry Hay. A hero to NAMBLA. You know what their motto is, friends? Sex before eight, before it's too late. These are the people that are attacking my Christian ministry at the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is your country. Jump in the fight with me, would you? Get the gloves on. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25
5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
So welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, we have people safely emailing me. What's destroying American, friends, the American people, the American cause, our republic, is your silence. You take that how you want to take it, but that's what's destroying our country right now. If there's anything that's destroying this country, it's because good men do nothing. It's time for you to call in and weigh in. The phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I'm sharing with you a George Soros outlet being being called a violent hate group by these people that perpetuate the crimes. By the way, again, that defines totalitarianism. The very things they accuse you of are the very things that they are guilty of. Right before the break, I was talking about little Jeffrey Hurley. He was found in a tub of concrete in a river. Two radical homosexuals were on NAMBLA's website, North American Man Boy Love Association. Their motto is sex before it's too late. The ACLU stepped in and defended these two, which didn't work out too well for either one of them. Now, on NAMBLA's website, just before the murder took place, they were actually studying out and checking out naked little boys on NAVLA's website. It's a Ski last name. I'll just say John Ski, okay, friends? A resident in Rose City, Michigan, found that his son was molested by a teacher, Neil Erickson. Oh, friends, don't think it's too far out there, because when you look at the National Education Association, keep in mind these people that are trying to call me a violent hate group are in bed with organizations such as the NEA. Keep in mind, the NEA has a homosexual caucus. Keep in mind, that wasn't good enough. Now they have something called a drag queen caucus. Keep in mind, in New York, they are teaching kids bestiality. Folks, it's not too far out there. Just saying. But this John Ski guy, a resident of Rose City, Michigan, found that his son was molested by a teacher, Neil Erickson, at Rose City Middle School. The sexual abuse happened on several occasions when Ski's son was in the eighth grade. Teacher Neil Erickson was convicted of statutory rape after a picture surfaced of the boy in a compromising position with the teacher. On July 10, 2013, the judge sentenced Eric to 15 to 30 years in prison. See, this is what I'm up against, friends. This is what I'm up against. This is what the Sons of Liberty are up against. This is what you're up against. And if you remain silent and you stand down in the face of this opposition, you're only encouraging these people to commit the crimes again tomorrow. I did a radio interview in North Carolina this morning. Great guy. He's really a cool guy. But he said, I know what I can say and what I can't say. Let me tell you something, friends. I'm not asking for permission to obey the laws of our republic. I'm not asking for permission to obey God. Because when I read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, namely the Declaration of Independence, my Creator did not give me a right to violate His law in any sense of the word. I got Ruth calling. Where's Ruth calling from?
Hey, Bradley. This is Ruth Bryant White. How are you?
I'm doing fantabulous. How are you, ma'am?
Hey, Bradley, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, so you understand that some of us are working on getting all of these children out of the public school system.
Amen.
The whole thing we're working on. We have business people, ministers, and everybody that are working for a mass exodus between now and Christmas.
Amen.
Because we know what's going on with the children. Those of us, I didn't get a chance. I miss your program every Friday, and I am so sorry. And Jake sends me over all of your columns and everything, and I get ready to send and talk to you, and all of a sudden, you're off the air.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so happy. And I got to tell you something, Ruth. There's such an anointing on this conversation that it is so nice to know that there is other people. And I know that you good people are out there doing this stuff, but it's my job to wake up the dead church. My job is to wake up the patriots that just don't quite get that they are really in a spiritual warfare. This is not a game. These people mean business. They're deceptive. They're cruel. The Bible says the mercies of the wicked are cruel. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to let the righteous people know that, listen, they that observe lying vanities, it says in the book of Jonah, they forsake their own mercies. So in other words, we have to stand up and magnify the laws of our republic against this crime, because listen, our children are the ones that are eating the pill, and I've had it, to be quite honest.
And George, you got somebody like, you know, I didn't know that George Soros was all of a sudden trying to come up against you, but these perverted people are doing everything they can to destroy our children. They're trying to destroy parents' relationship with their children. They're trying to take everything away from God and all of our principles, that our founding principles and everything. This is very, very serious, and we are probably within about a year away of losing everything that we have in our country. We just found out today that Obama is making a statement that he wants all books, the textbooks, to be on ebook. And that's because they have these perverted books out now, The Bluest Eyes and It's Perfectly Normal. Perverted stuff,
right,
that even us as grown people would not dare look at.
Of course.
And they're having this as reading material, especially they're using their kids in the inner cities of all of our country, to Chicago. You know about the 1,000 teachers that were fired in Chicago and the 49 schools that are closed there this year. And just last week, 4,000 teachers in Pennsylvania were fired. They're going to usher these kids. First the Central City kids, and then the kids that are in privatization and voucher schools and stuff like that, and charter schools, they're going to take those kids and they're going to put them in workforce education. We need to understand what's going on.
That's right. Thank you, Ruth. Hey, Ruth, give a shout out. What is your URL? What is your address? How do people get a hold of you as well?
Breaking News Journal breakingnewsjournal.net, www.breakingnewsjournal.net, Breaking News Journal Facebook. We have Breaking News Journal out of Japan and Israel. We have Breaking News Journal on Twitter and BNJ Global. And we are starting the Breaking News, well, we have the Breaking News Journal TV channel that we're working on and feature films. That's for you too, Bradley. This is all for you too. This is, we're all in this thing together. Even though I don't hear from you a lot, you know, you're a part of our team, and we want you to know that we're here for you, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure I talked to you today. And, you know, you got to call me because we got to catch up on some of this stuff so you know that you're not doing this by yourself.
Amen. You know what? Stephanie's going to pick up the phone. Thank you for the phone call very much. Get her phone number for me, Steph. I'll give her a call as soon as we're done with the show. We got Ray calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. I'm the one who's messaged you on Facebook sometimes. I thought I would actually call.
Oh, cool. Good for you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about apologetics. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with it, but I just want to know what your opinion of it. There's like an organization called CARM, C-A-R-M.
Okay. Just be very specific. Just ask me the question, and I'll give you the answer, my answer.
Okay. So what have you ever looked at possibly using apologetics to bring more people into the actual church? I was walking around the Capitol, and, you know, you see other faiths, I want to say other faiths, but, you know, walking around recruiting, you know, given what's basically false doctrine, and I just wanted to know what your view is on that.
Right. John G. Lake said that the church in the early days didn't go around apologizing. It went and took the kingdom of hell and put it where it was supposed to be, under the feet of Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And I also want to interject this too, my friend, is the fact that we're not supposed to use hellfire preaching to bring men, or to use hellfire preaching as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. It's the law of God which brings forth a knowledge and reference of the law of God that brings forth a knowledge of our sin, which works godly repentance. Because we know in John 16 that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So we need to use the same method that our Lord did. And if we step outside of that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to be ineffective. So Jesus was hated for his love. He promised us this. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. But you know what? There's a lot of people out there that really get real love, and they get the love of Christ. And I think the world is dying just to see the real love of Christ. And what is the love of Christ? Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. How was that?
Amen.
Amen. You stay in touch with me, my friend.
All right, nice talking with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I want to get back to the topic here, friends. Talking about those that are advocating, well, the George Soros outlet, change.org, and we found out that Michael Trigosky, who didn't work with the state fair in the state of Minnesota here, but he's the one that started a petition. By the way, friends, on his Facebook, we found that there was only a couple people that actually petitioned. I was just on American Family Association right before I got on live radio here with you, and Brian Fisher had asked me the question, you know, concerning what was going on, and I said, you know, it's interesting. A tactic that Saul Alinsky and this Obama administration use is they try to give the impression to the American people that they're a lot bigger and a lot stronger than what they really are. They don't have the numbers, friends. They don't have the support that you think they have. And the only reason that you believe it is because you are believing their perpetuated lies. That's it. They have no ground. Folks, when you say, I don't believe it, and you stand up against it, it's all over for them. They don't have the numbers, just like Mike Trigosky doesn't have the numbers. You know, folks, when they first attacked my ministry at the state fair, it was interesting that CVS and its affiliate WCCO in the state of Minnesota here, they went right to my booth and they said we were being protested. We couldn't find the protesters. We didn't see or know of any protesters. No, but what they did, friends, is they're emboldened because in the state of Minnesota, they enacted an illegal act called gay marriage. So the first thing they had to do is go find the Christians that really mean what they say, and they make war with them. But I want them to understand something. That my Father says, though they gather together against the righteous, they shall fall for thy name's sake, and the gates of hell again shall not prevail. Let's see if the Lord really is who he says he is. Because you know what? I'm a fool for Christ, and I believe. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for responding, my friends. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate it. Hey, folks, what about Barney Frank? Remember the radical homosexual that got up in front of the face of the world not too long ago, and he said, we need to get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and he was working on homosexual marriage. And, oh, and by the way, they appointed Alina Kagan, who's a radical lesbian, who's known for queerifying Harvard College, to the Supreme Court, for those that did not know. But back to Barney Frank, he said, in essence, he said, if you think the radical agenda, the homosexual agenda, is radical now, he said, you haven't seen anything yet. Of course not. I mean, look at gay marriage in Canada. First thing they did is attack the church. Second thing they did was attack homeschoolers, tell them that they can't teach their kids that homosexuality is an abomination. And then the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old for young people. See what it's about, friends? Don't expect these people to abide by the laws when they're breaking God's laws, namely man's laws. Barney Frank is the former representative from Massachusetts. He's also a part of the whole scandal that took place, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He admitted that his Washington, D.C. apartment was used for gay prostitution ring February 5, 1999. Frank was also brought up in a pedophile ring investigation. Paul Benassi came forth and said he was sodomized in his basement several times. He was flown to his house. But America knew this. If you haven't done your homework on that, why don't you go to Boys Town? And the Jerry Sanduskys of the world, the politicians that are involved in the pedophile rings. It's huge, friends. What if homosexual icon Larry Brinken just busted about a year ago. The New York Daily reported Brinken has been arrested on charges of child pornography, according to San Francisco police. Police said Brinken had exchanged emails that contained pornographic photographs involving children as young as 1 year old being sodomized or performing oral sex on adult men, the San Francisco Chronicle reports. Homosexual icon. Remember Harvey Milk, friends? He had a little 16-year-old boyfriend that ended up committing suicide. Folks, I could spend 3 hours just on this topic. But these are the people that are accusing me of being a violent hate group. Remember what I said? They perpetuate the crimes, and then they blame somebody else for their crimes. Remember what Mark Potok said. Mark Potok, a spokesperson for Southern Poverty Law Center. By the way, Southern Poverty Law Center, for those, again, that did not know, Morris Deese used to support the Ku Klux Klan, support people that were violating black folks down south. Mark Potok of Southern Poverty Law Center said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And they're saying that other people are doing the hating? Come on, friends. There's an issue of law here. And they don't have the law on their side. Isn't it interesting, Southern Poverty Law Center? Homosexual icon Larry Brinken, Kevin Jennings, Obama's handpicked safe school czar, wrote a book, a foreword to a book called Queerifying Elementary. I mean, folks, it's just over the top. Queerifying the Elementary Education was the name of the book. Sorry about that. I just want to make real clear, friends. This is not about attacking any particular people. This is about a particular people that are under attack, namely our posterity. And friends, by the grace of God, I ain't moving. And by the grace of God, I feel like Martin Luther, friends. God help me. Here I stand. I can do no other. And friends, let me tell you something. Our posterity is going to find hope in you taking a stand for them. That'll be the greatest demonstration of love that you can give them, regardless of where the attacks come from. You know, I talked to an attorney not too long ago, and he said, you know what, when I see activism, I'm a preacher, friends. But when he was talking about activism, I get what he was saying. He was trying to give me understanding as to trying to identify who I was, but he knows who I was and who I am. But he said, activists, he goes, I notice those people that are on the front line, he goes, they get it from everywhere. They get it from outside, they get it from inside. They get it from the people closest to them, they get it from the people farthest from them. Listen, friends. We need to understand this is Christianity. But many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Touch not mine anointed. God said to Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said to Abraham, his friend in righteousness, in God's righteousness, he said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Father, friends, do you realize that to the sanctified vessels, unto obedience and unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, are we established under the sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure? Look at David's life. David was constantly in battle. And the only time that he wasn't in battle, he got in trouble with a woman, didn't he? Yep. As long as we stay in the war and we set forth God's judgments, remember he said, I will put my spirit, Ezekiel 36, I will put my spirit within you, and I shall keep you, and I shall cause you to keep my statutes and my judgments to do them. And it says in Isaiah 56 that blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times, the keeping of the commandments of the Lord. In Psalm 119, David said this. He said, thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Of course. Of course. Because the Bible says in Romans 7 that the law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. And when you look in John 3:18, he said, listen, love men love darkness, rather than the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. You got to understand that when you walk with Christ, the cross does not exempt. We don't ostracize the cross. We carry the cross, but we also carry the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. And I am so sick and tired of defeated Christianity in America. It sickens me because everything about America describes conquering, victory. Everything about America says that we are the light. Everything about America says that this is one nation under God. God has shed his grace upon us. And when we look back in history, our forefathers, and we know who they are and what they established, the branch of David, which is in righteousness and judgment, here we are, friends. You know, I didn't go protest the homosexuals or their booth. No, I just exposed them with the laws of our republic. I started off this segment today and I said, isn't it interesting how these people love to pull your hair, smack your face? Assault you and your livelihood, and then they have the audacity to cry victim. Friends, let me ask you the question. Who has the law on their side? Hey, folks, I don't care if they're in the Supreme Court. I don't care if they're cops. I don't care if they're politicians. I don't care if they're representatives. We all are to be ruled by the laws of our republic. No one is exempt. No one has congressional immunity. And as long as we're all ruled by God, we're going to have peace. And this is just coming to my aid right now. For those that are saying, Bradley, you're talking theocracy. Well, let me ask you something. What are you complaining about? You're complaining about those that in government, that are in government that represent we, the people that are not ruled by the laws of God. Are you not? Well, then why are you talking theocracy? Come on. Let's use a little common sense here. You know, I wouldn't. Here, let me tell you this. I wouldn't want. I have a lot of friends that are police officers and attorneys. I don't want police officer friends of mine or attorney friends of mine that in any way, in one jot or one tittle, pervert the law in any sense of the word. I would expect if they're going to be my friend, I'm a companion of all them that fear me. I'm sorry, fear the Lord. David said that. I'm sorry. Psalm 119. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. So when I talk about my friends as being cops, they're good cops, not bad cops. There's nothing worse than a bad cop. When I'm talking about my friends that are attorneys, they're good attorneys. They abide by the laws. They enforce the laws against crime. There's nothing worse than a corrupt attorney. There's nothing worse than a corrupt judge. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And if they're soft, let me tell you something. They don't understand the heart of God. Because it's a mercy to a people when we obey the laws of the land and enforce them against crime. That is mercy to a society at large. Friends, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Appreciate you, and I'll talk to you in just 23 for 2 hours on Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. See ya!
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder.
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder, available only at hempusa.org.